This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy, joy.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, joy, joy.
Hello and welcome to Well, Well, Well. This is Murray and I'm joined by Carlos and Jack today from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. And I want to thank Andy for the news and the wonderful Gazman from the morning show. Good afternoon, team. How are we?
Well, it's good to be back, the old team from the Taste of Radio course, Carlos and myself, Jack, and of course, Murray. Welcome back to Australia, Murray.
We've missed you. I've just gotten back from overseas. I'm a bit jet lagged.
Indeed, it's great
to be
back.
I'm like a walking zombie.
No, it's good to be here with everybody.
Look, today's show is a very special edition. It's in celebration of National Volunteer Week, and we'll be focusing on the joys of volunteering, and we'll be speaking with three special guests who are volunteers at the Victorian AIDS Council to give an overview of what it means to be a volunteer.
Now, well, 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 we talk about any topics that have anything to do with the GLBTI community. We're all about sex, health and well-being.
And Jack, in terms of the topic that we have today, so the volunteers, how can people get in touch with us?
You can like us on facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy or speak to us. Call us on 1300JOY949. Send us an email onair@joy.org.au or an SMS 0427JOY949 or even tweet us at wellwellwelljoy. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Murray. Today we are celebrating the power of volunteers as a celebration to National Volunteers Week. And the first guest that we have in the studio today is obviously a volunteer at the Victorian AIDS Council, Jodie Carroll. Welcome.
Thank you, Murray.
Beautiful to have you here. Jodie, do you want to tell us where you volunteer at the Victorian AIDS Council and for how long?
I'm down at the PLC in Commercial Road at the kitchen on a Tuesday. I should be there now.
We've given you the day off.
Yeah. And
the PLC, for people don't know, stands for?
Oh, the Positive Living Centre.
Right, yep.
And we have lunch down there probably for about 40 meals, I suppose. And I'm in the kitchen. There's about four or five of us there with Chef. Good team.
Fantastic.
Lots of laughs. And the community support.
Great. And so, Jodie, your pathway into volunteering is quite interesting. I know this story, but the reason why I've asked you here today is because I'd love for you to share that story about how you got involved with volunteering.
Okay, now, it goes back quite a few years ago. When it was apparent my son was gay, I thought, I want to get into the gay community. I want gayness around me. I just sort of want to know what goes on. So I started listening to Joy Radio, and Shane Kelly at the time was the volunteer coordinator. He was on the radio and he was asking for volunteers for the community support, take clients to their medical appointments and so forth. And I thought, oh, I can do that. So after a bit of time, I rang one day and went in to see him, and we had a chat. And he took me down to the Positive Living Centre where we had lunch. And at the time, they needed somebody there instantly because somebody was going on holidays. So I jumped in there behind the kitchen bench and started the following week, put the rubber gloves and the apron on, and away I went.
Yeah.
And then not long after that, I spoke to him and, you know, we said they're still looking for drivers, so forth. So spoke to Campbell about that, and next thing I was driving as well. So do that a few days a week too.
I really, when I heard you tell me that story for the first time, it's so beautiful that, you know, your son was, and he wasn't out at that stage, was he?
Yes and no, but sort of like a bit of pressure.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But I mean, your desire to want to sort of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's a nice link, you listening to Joy, and it's a full circle moment because here you are in Joy Studios for the first time.
Exactly.
I think it's a unique story. It's a wonderful story, Joy.
It is. It's beautiful. So how many years ago was that, Joy?
2010.
2010.
Yeah.
So
it's
a few years ago.
Yeah.
And so what keeps you volunteering?
I love it.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I think they might like me.
Yes.
And so that's always inspirational.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just heartwarming because there's sort of like a little bit of sadness amongst probably a lot of the people I come across there. So it's nice to be able to make someone's day.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And I would imagine that you would build, I mean, you've been there for 4 years, you would build quite a rapport with the clients that come in. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of familiar faces?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, get to know them quite well. Well, when I say well, you know, they tend to open up to you a little bit. And doing the community support, I have some regular clients there.
Fantastic.
And so we've sort of got, I think, a nice rapport going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just ask you, how does your son feel about you being so involved in the gay community and helping out people with HIV?
Well, he doesn't really say much.
Okay.
Because he's at that age where, I don't know, he's still a teenager.
Mm, okay.
So I think deep down he does appreciate what I do, and he's, you know, not that I had to run the idea by him, but I think he, you know, has an appreciation.
He'll express his thanks later.
Well, when do you thank your parents for anything? Or, you know, when you're about 50 or something.
Certainly not in your teens.
No.
I wasn't thanking my parents in the teens.
No, that's right. So,
I think around 23, that's when you thanks.
Yeah,
before then,
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, like one day I said to him, and I sort of started going to PFLAG and all that stuff too, and he just said, oh, cool.
Yeah, well, that's
so beautiful. I figured that's okay.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds obviously it sounds like, you know, the desire to volunteer in the beginning started off as you wanting to understand your son a little bit more.
Yeah.
But then it's turned into obviously you giving something to you. And I should point out, for anyone wanting to volunteer at the Victorian AIDS Council, I encourage you to check out our website, vicaids.asn.au, for more information. We always have opportunities available. Look, Jody, I want to thank you for coming in today. It's been really special.
Pleasure.
Beautiful. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Now, we're celebrating the power of volunteers as part of the National Volunteer Week here at Joy. Now, we have Gary. It's our next guest. Gary, can you tell us, you volunteer with Young and Gay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us exactly what the group is and what do you guys do?
For sure. Thank you for having us, for having me today, Carlos. So Young and Gay is a workshop. It's a special one of that. It's for young gay men from 18 to 26. 6-week workshop it is. And each week we go through something different. It's a bit of a different theme. We're covering topics such as sex and sexual health, also mental health and wellbeing, and the community at large as well. It's a social group as well for the participants. It's not just, it's not just school. And we kind of learn from each other, facilitators and participants alike. And I guess that's it in a nutshell.
All right. So why did you become a volunteer?
Well, not being from Melbourne myself, it was for me a great way of networking in a new city, as a byproduct of doing something that I loved, and that was kind of helping out in the community. I'm passionate about involving myself in the community, and I think it's quite healthy for people to do that. Informing myself on topics as well, I learned a lot, especially from the training program, and it kind of surprised me about how little I knew just about sexual health more than anything. And then, you know, understanding the organisation of the VAC and the GMHC getting their objectives across and learning about what they're all about as well, which was quite important.
Yeah, it is an excellent way actually to meet people if you're new to Melbourne. Mm. And the peer ed programs are quite good at, as the name says, peer ed. So you get to meet a lot.
Definitely.
Now, volunteering, it is about giving back to the community, and you give back a lot.
Mm.
But in your case, what can you tell me, like, what have you got back from all the volunteer that you have done so far?
There's just so much. You meet people, as you say. That's number one. And from there, you learn. Definitely. And you get a whole different scope of things from different people. And that's from people that you're working with, like colleagues, as well as your supervisor there. Or it might be just from the participants themselves, because everyone comes from a different walk of life. Seeing individual participants from the groups evolve throughout the 6 weeks, and from that point onwards as well, coming back to them a bit later on and seeing what they've learned is pretty special. And the credit which comes from that isn't asked for. It's something that kind of comes in different ways. You might have someone come back later and really drive home to you, you know, maybe one little thing that you've said in the group and how it may have, you know, affected their life in quite a big way. Meeting people, as I said, is such a good thing. I mean, I met you a few times before, Carlos, and you do learn from people in different ways. And it's also a bit of a reminder that I'm a facilitator in a wider network of peer education. And the peer education isn't just stopping at the Young and Gay group. There's so many others that the VAC offers, and then sister organisations as well. But essentially, we're a team, and that's really what makes it. So when people ask me why, it's kind of hard to put it into one sentence, but like what I'm doing. And it's also hard to describe a little bit as well exactly what the organisation's all about and what, you know, comes from this group. The Young and Gay Workshop is a bit of a jack of all trades, but it's delivered in a way that's a structured, you know, really introducing guys into what they can expect for the rest of their lives in terms of the experiences that they hear from their facilitators, but also what they can learn from each other. And I think that learning, you know, that there's life outside of the scene as such, if you want to call it that, and that's, you know, that's a pretty big issue, and a lot of I think that's one of the things that comes up quite a lot. A lot of the guys will generally talk about that, is that they've learned that there's life outside the scene.
Yeah, it is actually. I'm a big admirer of the work that peer education does, and for that I want to thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
I want to thank you for coming on the show as well.
Yep.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
This is Joy 94.9, your gay and lesbian radio station.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and today we're celebrating the power of volunteers as part of National Volunteer Week. You're chatting with Jack, Murray and Carlos. Now, Murray, I think you have some messages there.
We do. We've got a few messages, but it's a hub of activity that's going on in this studio, so just ignored them. So let's read them. First message is, who is the mature gent with the velvet voice? Lovely listening, DB.
Murray, I'm surprised. For somebody so young, you've got a lovely velvet
voice.
Nobody
ever has referred to my voice as mature, but we'll continue. Rowena from Balaclava would like to thank all the amazing volunteers of the GLBTI community, in particular Melbourne Queer Film Festival Volleys, for helping put on an awesome festival in March. The next message we have is, Murray seems to have a slight French accent.
Oh.
Oui, oui.
Murray's just come back from France, amongst other places, listeners.
And finally, we have Susie from the Burbs would like to say thank you to all the queer community volleys and recognise their commitment during National Volunteer Week. How lucky are we? Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that message more. The power of volunteers is not to be...
Underestimated,
absolutely.
No, definitely not. It's 12:30 exactly, and I'm very pleased to introduce my next guest, who I've known for quite a few years, Mr. Ian Foote. Ian and I go back quite a few years, I must say.
Far too
long. Because we've both been around, really, since the early... Well, you've been around longer than I have, of course, but since the early days, haven't we, Ian?
Yes, I think I was there before the VAC actually was started. Yeah.
That's a unique perspective
over 30 years
to have. That's right. Now, Ian, can you tell us how you first became involved as a volunteer with VAC and when it all began?
Well, a friend said there was a meeting about a new illness that was in America and asked me to go along and serve up tea and scones. So I listened to what was being spoken about, and we heard that some young people were in America were dying, rejected by their friends and family. And I thought this was an appalling situation. Anyhow, started to get involved, and in those days, of course, we had no money, so I kept going around.
It's always an issue.
Trying to collect money from different venues, etc., which was quite challenging.
And you did a very good job, may I say, because it's people like you who are the backbone of forming community-based organisations to get things off the ground, to raise the profile and get money organised.
Yeah. I think one of the first things that I'm quite pleased about was the first education group. I think we met in King William Street. There's a, I think it was
in Fitzroy.
In Outrage magazine, let us use the back room.
Yep.
And I can remember we made a little sticker that was going to be placed, and we spent a lot of time discussing what we could put on that. You know, we were very, very conscious of where it was going to public places. And when I see some of the advertising now, I think it's quite amazing.
Quite tame by comparison.
Very, very tame.
So this goes back before the disease itself was manifesting itself in Melbourne.
I think it was called GRID, I think.
GRID, gay-related
immune deficiency
syndrome. Yeah. That's
and
right.
And look, we knew very little. There were a church in South Melbourne that was having meetings with interested people, and no, it was all very common sense, I suppose. No, dietitians and RDNS would say, no, just use common sense.
But that's the Royal District Nursing Service, with whom we have an invaluable partnership to this very day.
Incredible people, marvellous people.
Now, Ian, what are some of the fond memories or some of the interesting memories that you hold that volunteering's brought to you from those early days particularly?
The people that I've met as a volunteer were absolutely extraordinary people. A huge range of people, interests, skills. They were marvellous.
And you would have been involved with the early days, working with the clinicians and the nursing staff
at
Fairfield Hospital, wouldn't you?
Fairfield Hospital was a really special place. The people there were absolutely incredible. It was difficult. I know there was a 70-year-old lady, Margaret, and we would go there and no, it was very, very distressing to see some of the young people. But the nursing situation there, what was provided, was absolutely incredible.
And in those old days, because I did it as well, but the volunteers themselves had to do shifts on the wards at Fairfield Hospital in the infectious diseases wards.
Yes.
It wouldn't happen today with all sorts of OC health and safety implications and legislation, but the volunteers themselves worked in the wards of the ID unit at Fairfield.
Yes.
And you even dressed bodies for those people who died in the early days as well.
Yes, it was a challenge. I think one of the things I've got from the volunteering has been responding to the challenges. A client had died and we were rung up, would you come and dress the body? And I said to the other volunteer, well, dear, have you ever done this? And we managed it quite well. No, because we put his underdecks on back to front.
Oh. Well, you're supported by the clinicians, the nursing staff, but also
very much,
everyone pulled together. And in those days, it was very much all shoulders to the foreground.
Yeah.
Ian, I could chat for ages, of course. And, you know, we've both been around for a long time. Yeah. Not that it shows. But, look, thanks very much for coming on today. Ian Foote, you're a life member of VAC and a Special Services Award winner because of your 30-plus years to the community, and you're still boxing on for us. That's the main thing. That's great.
A great time.
Thank you, Ian, very much. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. If you've just joined us, we are celebrating the power of volunteers as part of National Volunteer Week. And wasn't that fantastic, the three guests that we had on?
It was terrific. Like all age groups, from young, Gary being a young man, and Ian, who's a more mature gentleman, and Jodie somewhere in the middle.
I'm sure she'd be appreciated somewhere in the middle. But what I always find really interesting is the motivations for people to volunteer, and then once they actually become volunteers is what it gives back to them. So as we heard from Jodie, her motivation was to understand her son a little bit more and the desires, to sort of understand his world a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then it's more tapped into that it's actually giving her something.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's really special.
And I think it's interesting the longevity of some of them too. Like Ian being around for, well, since before that, VAC's been around for 31 years now, and he's been around longer than we have. So a lot of people get a lot out of giving back to the community and identifying with, you know, like Jody and Gary too, with their peers and their family and giving
and,
something
and
back.
Completely awesome people, so easy to get along with, yeah. So easy to approach. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm very lucky in my job as the volunteer coordinator at Victorian AIDS Council because constantly I meet people that want to give back, and I learn about their motivations for wanting to volunteer, what they get out of it. So it's a very special job because, you know, you're constantly meeting a range of different people.
Absolutely. And it's interesting too when you consider that 85% of the work undertaken by the VAC is done so by volunteers. So we've got an unpaid workforce out there. How many all up? How many volunteers all up, Murray?
We've got over 500, and in all different sort of capacity. We've got corporate volunteers, we've got yes. community volunteers, we've got student volunteers, and our volunteers are really in every corner of the organisation.
And we've got four sites, everybody, four sites.
Yeah, well, I actually started as a volunteer. So I was a volunteer for 2 years before I started as a staff member.
And I was for 6 years before I became a staff member too. So, and it's quite common for a lot of the staff at VAC to be volunteers.
Almost every person that I've met at VAC has started off as a volunteer. I started off as a volunteer, but not with VAC. I started off at the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. So the offices, so technically the offices were where VAC are. So I've got that link.
And not that it shows for any of us that we've been around for a few years slogging away, but look, it's a joy, as we say, a joy on Joy 94.9 to be working at VAC and for volunteering at VAC. Now, Murray, if people wanted to volunteer for us, how do they get onto us?
Look, if anyone, we always at the Victorian AIDS Council, you've just heard that 85% of our workforce is made up of volunteers, so, and we're across four sites, so we've always got volunteer positions available. If you're interested, I recommend that you first check out our website, www.vicaids.asn.au, or you can give the VicAIDS a call and ask to speak to myself, Murray, and we can have a chat. And so what I usually do is I meet people either one-to-one and talk about what volunteer positions may be suitable for you, or we regularly run information evenings where you can hear from all the range of areas.
Good one. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Uplifting, informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And that song was the KLF featuring Tammy Wynette, Justified and Agent. I absolutely love that
song. I love
song.
A bit of
we were
Tammy.
All grooving, weren't we?
I was swinging my hips, which isn't that easy for me.
Well, you're moving your arms.
Well,
now listen, on today's show, we're celebrating the power of volunteers as part of National Volunteer Week. So the whole show has been dedicated to volunteers. Now, we've got a few messages that have come through.
We have a few messages. This one says, hi, boys. Thanks to all the VAC and Joy volunteers, because Joy depends upon volunteers as well, for all their work in our community, and to all folks who volunteer wherever. Everywhere in their communities. A big hello and a hello to the wonderful Ian as well. That's happy day cheerio from Tex McKenzie. And another one here, we've got boys, you are sounding fabulous from the wonderful Amy.
Amy. Hello, Amy.
Now, we know Amy. We did the Taste of Radio course with Amy, didn't we? And, oh, all bound for Cuckoo Land, kiss, kiss, from Stephen.
Oh, lovely.
That's nice, isn't it? Have we got them all? Oh, yeah. Listen, oh, no, here's another one. Sorry, another one's just come in from Rowena. Ian Foote should be knighted for his services to the community. Well, that'll be his third gong if he is knighted, so he's collecting them, I think. So good on you, Rowena, for saying that. Now is probably a very good time to mention the big event that's happening in July in Melbourne. That's AIDS 2014, and volunteering is all part of that as well.
Absolutely.
Now, for those who are not aware of it, AIDS 2014 is the biggest global health conference, and this is an HIV and AIDS conference, ever to be held in Australia, and Melbourne will be the host city this coming July from the 20th to the 25th.
It's interesting that you should mention this, Jack, because we've, at the Victorian AIDS Council, have just launched our volunteer campaign. We are opening the doors, the floodgates, actually, for we're going to require a large contingency of volunteers to help support a range of satellite and affiliate affiliated events that we'll be involved with right across Melbourne. It's also important to point out the pre-conference to AIDS 2014, the Men Who Have Sex With Men conference. So there will be a whole host of activities that will be happening across both events right across Melbourne, and we are going to need an army of volunteers.
And the MSM, or Men Who Have Sex With Men Global Forum, is happening at the Melbourne Town Hall 2 days prior to the main conference itself.
Correct.
And that's free, I believe, to everyone, to anybody to attend, I think. Check with us. Give us a call at VAC, at VAC, and we can advise you on the pre-conference forum.
Look, and for more information or to register for a volunteer information session, please contact Murray at the Victorian AIDS Council or go to www.vicaids.asn.au.
Yeah.
Now.
So what we'll be doing is, in the coming weeks, we're going to be running regular information sessions specifically for volunteering at AIDS 2014. And through that, you'll learn about, you know, what the event is, what events we'll be involved in, what volunteering opportunities we'll have available. Obviously, as a volunteer, what we'll be giving back to you. And they'll be quite informative.
And apart from MSM Global Forum and the main conference, there's a whole host of other pre-conference satellite forums and conferences. There's two faith-based ones. There's clinical ones around hepatitis and HIV. There's a whole range of them. And without volunteers, a lot of this can't get off the ground. And the City of Melbourne will be bathed in red for the duration of the conference.
It's going to be a very exciting time.
Yeah, and it's very important for people to know that during the conference, the Global Village is open to every member of the community, and it's for free.
Yeah.
And the amount of activities that they have on, it's amazing. It's awesome.
And the Global Village is located in the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, or Jeff's Shed.
Yeah.
And it's free to anyone to enter the Global Village part.
And from what I've heard, that's where the hub of activity happens, is in the Global Village. And obviously, VAC will have a large presence in the Global Village, as we will at the other conferences that we've mentioned, and right across Melbourne at different events.
And in coming weeks, we'll be bringing you interviews with people who are key players in AIDS 2014.
Absolutely.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
We're almost at the end.
We are. It's 4 minutes to one, and time has gone nowhere with our volunteers today, hasn't it?
Look, I just want to say a big, big thank you to the volunteers that we've had on today. Also, a big thank you to all volunteers in general. This is their week. This is National Volunteers Week. And that's why it was really important for us to dedicate this show to our wonderful volunteers.
Time goes so fast when you're having nice people on the show. And not only you guys, but the volunteers.
I know.
Once again, thank you very much.
Yeah. And those three volunteers, Jody, Gary and Ian, are just a small snapshot of the 500 volunteers who work with us in some way at VAC.
And to expand that out further, just volunteers in general, everyone that gives up their time and volunteers, there's something special in the essence of volunteering.
Very much so. And it's not an internationally accepted way of living and way of giving, actually. It's very sort of particular. Australia has got a very proud record of volunteering, and in Victoria particularly as well.
The this year's theme for the National Volunteers Week is to imagine life without volunteers. So that is something that I can leave everybody with, and just have a think about all the services and all the organisations that have volunteers, and imagine if they weren't around. The volunteering is essential to a way of living.
I think our job will be impossible.
Absolutely.
Basically. So
it would be like if we've got three paid counsellors, we've got 40 volunteer counsellors, which provides a service to people needing to talk to somebody or work through some issues around sexual identity, sexual health, gender issues, the whole range of things. So without our workforce of volunteers, we couldn't function.
And if any volunteer of the Victorian AIDS Council is out there listening, on Sunday we have our volunteer thank you party, which will be held at Pronto Services.
Fitzroy.
And we have the wonderful and hilarious Denise Scott, who will be providing entertainment as well as a beautiful roast lunch.
Well done, Murray, for getting Denise Scott. I love her.
Well, I'll take credit for that because you're giving it to me. I'll take it.
Well, that's all right. We do have some connections through certain Colin Petrini, I know, but But
look, it's going to be a fantastic event, and that's our way of saying thank you to all of our volunteers. So if you are a volunteer of the Victorian AIDS Council, you've got a special golden ticket to that event. So get in touch with us and let us know that you'll be coming.
And to our listeners who have texted us in, thank you. And the mysterious DB who's noticed your French accent, Murray, very interesting, and your silver hair.
Oui.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. You're chatting with Carlos, Murray and Jack. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place, 12
to 1. Another bumper edition, 12 to 1, jam-packed with topics relating to sex, health and well-being.
And as I said, we'll be touching on some of the AIDS 2014 stuff.
Bye.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.